Sam Beckman is a busy woman. She's an author, a leader in Queensland Women and Recreation Fishing Network, and runs the fishing program for Moreton Healthy and Active for the city of Moreton Bay. As if that wasn't enough on her plate, Sam also runs the Queensland Kids Fishing Classic and is the owner of an award-winning business, Two Bent Rods. Sam, thanks for giving 101.5 FM your time today. Can you believe that Easter and school holidays are just around the corner? I'm pretty sure you have an action-packed diary for us.
Oh, we sure do. It's come up so quick.
Tell us some of the main things that are coming up that you'd like people to be aware of.
Yeah, sure. So with the Healthy and Active Moreton that's run through City of Moreton Council, we've got a program coming up on the 28th of March, and that one is at Garbra. So that one there, we take you through, we supply all the bait, the tackle, and the fishing equipment, so you just need to turn up with a drink hat and sunscreen. The cost is $5, and it is open to 4 years and above. So it's very hands-on. We show you what to do, and then we take you out onto the beach and have a go. Last week, we were at Scarborough, and people caught Moses Perch, Brim, and Long Tom. Even though it was very windy, there was lots of weed that pushed up in the shore, but everyone still had a great time. And then we've got the active holidays coming up on the over the holidays, and that'll be live on Council's website from the 26th of March.
Just tell us, what time is that fishing event at Scarborough? What time of the day on the 28th of March?
On the 28th of March, give me 2 seconds. Sorry, that one is at 8 till 11, nice early one.
Okay, yes, not too bad. Now, the Moreton Youth Fishing Week competition coming up. Tell us a bit more about that.
So that one there is a yearly competition run over Youth Week. It is aimed at the 12 to 25 year olds. So we have two age group categories, 12 to 17 and 18 to 25. And we run from, I think it's the 9th, of that on the 9th April. No, it's not. It's the 7th of April. And that one there will run through until the 19th of April. So that one there is run through the Two Bent Rods app. Entry is free, and there's over $2,500 worth of prizes. Oh. So it's for Moreton residents and you fish in the Moreton Council area. We've got some fantastic local businesses that are supporting the competition, and your target species are brim, carp, flathead, tilapia, and whiting.
Oh, I should think you get some pretty good fishermen coming along for that, don't you, if there's prize money?
Yes and no. We try to have all our comps beginner friendly as well.
So where would that one be held? Is that all over the region or along the coastline, or one specific spot?
That one's all over the region, so anywhere in the Moreton Council area.
Okay. Now, the Queensland Kids Fishing Classic, this has gone national.
It has. So we're very excited to say that we are now called the Aussie Junior Fishing Classic, and we've had a few early entries come in, so it's fantastic to see that we're actually getting entrants from Victoria, Western Australia, New South Wales, so I'm very excited about that.
Now, how has that developed then? How has it gone from a Queensland event to an Australian event?
I've had people contacting me saying, we want this in our area. So I thought, I'm a build it, they will come sort of a person. So here we are.
Oh, that's brilliant. So it's answering the demand, really, responding to the demand that you're receiving.
That's it, yes.
Okay. Now, this runs for all the holidays. And again, it's for that lower age group age, isn't it? It's for 3 to 17-year-olds?
It is. And we split it up into three age categories so that the older, younger kids aren't competing against the older kids. The older age group's got a couple of different species this year that the younger age groups aren't targeting. So the older kids will be, what have they got on? They've got some jewfish and some kingfish as well in their category. So trying to give them a little bit more harder fish to catch as well.
$6,000 in prizes. That's a lot of support that you're receiving. Obviously some from entry fees, which are $30, but still sounds as though you're getting a lot of support from elsewhere.
Yes, we've got a lot of fishing tackle manufacturers, and we try to get local tackle stores involved as well. They may not actually give us a prize, but it's more about connections and being small businesses, helping each other to, I suppose, advertise each other's business for nothing. So they offer a discount to all the local residents, and we advertise them for that, and they help to get the word out about us as well.
Now, the fishing challenge, tell us about that.
Fishing challenge, that one there runs the third weekend of each month, and that one again is Australia-wide. So 21st and 22nd of March is our category this time is bass. And bass are an Australian native, and you've got a few places in the Moreton Council area that you can target them as well, like the Lake Sampson Vale, Lake Kawongba, the upper reaches of the Pine and the Caboolture Rivers, and the prime times to catch them will be dawn and dusk.
These are obviously, you know, terrific competitions, and we know that fishing is popular. Is it getting more and more popular across all age ranges?
I believe it is, and it's such a great pastime. To me, fishing's not always about catching fish. It's about connections. Connection to yourself, connection to others that you're fishing with, and connection to the environment.
So how did you get involved?
I used to go fishing with my dad a lot, and then when our children were little, we took them to the beach just fishing and bait netting and drag jumping yabbies. We ended up with about 20 or 30 kids following us around, and they lived at, oh, it was hilarious. They lived at the beach, but they'd never seen a fish. So we thought we had to do something.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? You're busy. I can see you're very busy here. Do you still have time to cast a rod yourself?
Not very often.
No. Do you miss it?
I do. And I really need to get back out there and have a go.
Okay. Now, for someone who may not be aware of these competitions or is hearing about these competition and events for the first time, can you give them some idea of what, for you, what was the attraction? What's the passion of fishing?
For me personally, I just like getting out there, getting my shoes off, you know, bare feet in the sand, throwing a rod out. But it's, I suppose, the thrill of the chase. You're out there, you're hunting and you're gathering your bait, and then you're trying to catch that fish. And, hopefully you'll take home dinner. But if not, you've still had a relaxing day.
And it is something that just gets in your blood, doesn't it? And, it's a way of relaxing. You see people on the beach without a care in the world, which is wonderful.
That's it, yes.
Okay. Luke, just very quickly, if you can you tell us a bit about going back to the bass for the fishing challenge? Where's the best place to catch bass across the region? What's the best bait to use?
Yeah, sure. So some people use lures, small poppers. There's some cicada lures, spinner baits. Try around your snags, the weed edges and shaded banks. For the bait fishermen, freshwater shrimp and freshwater yabbies, earthworms, some bait fish. But fresh is always best. So if you can catch the bait in the area that you're fishing, it should help you increase your chances of catching fish. These form part of the fish's diet.
And the best places to go?
So in the Moreton area, Lake Sampson Vale, Lake Kawongba, the Pine, and the upper reaches of the Pine, the Caboolture River, places around there.
Right, well, so we've given you plenty of people all those tips. Now, for more information about those four events that we've just spoken about, the one at Scarborough, the Moreton Youth Fishing Week competition, the Aussie Junior Fishing Classic and the Fishing Challenge, where do people go to find out everything they need about those events?
Yep, so we'll have information up on the website at twobentrods.com.au under Fishing Comps, and we've also got the Facebook page. Again, that's Two Bent Rods, and then you can be directed from there to all the different groups that we have.
Look, Sam, that's been absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on that Kids Fishing Classic now being an Australian Junior Fishing Classic going national. You've got Healthy Active Moreton coming up in the holidays. Details are also on the council website for wider events within that programme. As well as, obviously, the Moreton Youth Fishing Week competition and the Fishing Challenge for teens and adults. Sam Bankman, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you very much, Nick.